Chapter 10. A Star is Born. Mark Daniels, the presenter of the show Live with Mark, introduced the band. "And here, on tonight's show, we're very happy to have a new band," he announced. "They're a young band, and they played their first concert in Edinburgh last Saturday night. It was an enormous success, and they're here to play for us tonight. Please welcome Starlight." The band appeared. The audience applauded. Bianca's father was in the audience, and he also applauded very loudly. Just then, somebody sat down next to him. He turned and looked. "Bianca, what are you doing here?" he said, surprised. "You should be on stage now." "No, I shouldn't," said Bianca, "and you know that. We have to talk after the show." Then Tanya walked onto the stage and she sang their new song. The audience loved it and applauded enthusiastically. "That was Starlight," said Mark Daniels. "Tonight, on Live with Mark, singing for the first time with the band, was Tanya Jones. What a fabulous voice! I'm sure we'll hear her name again. Thank you, Starlight, and we wish you success." The TV show finished and the audience began to leave the studio. Bianca and her father sat and talked for a few minutes. Bianca asked her father about Lara Lane.
"Bianca, I'm sorry I told you a lie," Mr. Turner explained. "Your mother didn't die when you were two. I met her at school. We fell in love. And when we were 16, we went to London together. Your mother sang in a band. She was very good. When we were 18, we got married and we had a baby daughter. We were very happy for 2 years, but your mother wanted to be a famous singer and was obliged to choose between her family and her singing career. She chose her singing career. But before she left, I told her, 'Leave now, and you will never see Bianca again.' She was very upset. She sat and held you in her arms all night and cried and cried. Then, in the morning, she left. She loved you very much, Bianca, but she was young and she wanted to be a singer more than anything else. A few weeks later, I moved from London to another city, and a year later, your mother became very famous." Bianca was silent for a moment. "Who is my mother?" she asked slowly.
"Lara Lane," answered her father.
"Lara Lane? Lara Lane is my mother? I can't believe it," said Bianca, shocked.
Bianca and her father sat in silence for a few minutes, and then Bianca looked at her watch.
"Wait for me outside, Dad," she said. "I want to go and congratulate Tanya."
Bianca went quickly to Tanya's dressing room. Tanya saw Bianca coming into the room and she went immediately to speak to her.
"Are you okay?"
asked Tanya.
"Yes, I'm fine. Don't worry about me," Bianca said, putting her arms round Tanya.
"You were fantastic, Tanya."
"Thank you," said Tanya. "And thank you for what you did for me."
"Bianca, what happened?"
said a voice behind her. Bianca turned and saw Lara at the door. Tanya quietly left the room.
"I know the whole story,"
said Bianca, and there were tears in her eyes.
"Bianca, I'm sorry," said Lara. "Please forgive me. I was young and I made a mistake. Bianca, I thought about you every day, and I missed you very much."
"Then why didn't you come and see me?"
asked Bianca.
"I couldn't find you," said Lara. "Your father moved house and your grandparents moved too. I couldn't find your new address until you moved back to London."
She paused.
"We can't talk here, Bianca. Come to my house tomorrow. We can talk about everything then."
Lara gave Bianca her card.
"Here, please phone me in the morning."
"Okay," said Bianca, taking the card.
She looked at Lara for a moment.
then left the room and went to find the band. Tanya and Dan were standing in front of a group of photographers and had enormous smiles on their faces. The camera lights flashed. A dream come true, thought Bianca. But not for me this time. She smiled at Tanya and Dan, and then she waved goodbye. Tanya and Dan waved back. The next day, in the newspaper, there was a big picture of Tanya. Above the picture was the headline, "A Star is Born."